So you guys just played Toronto's Riot Fest this year. How was it?
Oh, fantastic. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Nervously fantastic.
Yeah. It's a pinnacle of our career so far. It was nice, yeah.
Probably the biggest show we've ever played. One of the biggest crowds we've ever played. Sound guys were fantastic. This whole festival is on point.
Everybody's been super nice and super welcoming, and to meet, you know, everybody that, you know, we listen to forever and everything like that. The whole experience is just
everyone's
been
meeting
super
the needs
awesome.
Of everyone. Like, do you need a cup of water? Yeah, here it is, man. Here, have a bottle of water. There's porta potties over here. Everything is handed to you on a silver platter.
Very generous.
So is it safe to say you would attend this as a fan versus coming as a band?
I have attended as a fan. Yeah. I have in the past attended. I would again attend it. I would hope they would invite us back to play, because that was a surreal experience that I will never forget and I don't take for granted, but at the same time, I would come back as a fan any day.
And did you guys approach Riot Fest differently versus like a regular show? Do you want to put on something special for Riot Fest, or?
Definitely. We definitely catered it towards making sure that we have everything perfectly, like, not that we want perfection, but there's definitely room for slip-ups or whatever, like, that you're looking for, but, like, we're a party band, so we're definitely, like, that band that draws from everyone's energy, so we gotta cater our set towards putting on the most amplified performance possible, plus drawing energy from the crowd's reaction as it's being fed back to us. So we're definitely like a band that syncopates that kind of energy. It's a synergy between the band and the audience.
Word drop.
I know we were just talking before we started recording about like who you guys were seeing. Is there anyone else that you guys were excited to see that you hadn't seen before?
Rancid for me. For sure.
I've seen a lot of bands. I've seen Andrew WK 1,000 times, and I will see him 1,000 times again.
Against me.
Yeah.
I just want to say against me. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Now when I was looking on your guys' Facebook page, it listed the Rolling Stones and the Temptations as inspirations. Where do you guys find like the middle ground of what you want to sound like between those two?
They're always the kind of the party songs, right? Like, I mean, they're the kind of songs that get you moving, and that's kind of what we're all about. So it kind of branches off from there. It's always just kind of like, it's not like the whole like cover band aspect of it, because we put our own flavor onto it.
We take the harmony and the soul from all that music from the 50s. And then we take all of that burning fire that we have inside us and we turn it into Tomahawk love songs.
That's right.
Like, what does everyone want to do? Have fun, listen to some good music, and chant.
Yeah.
And that's all we do. We just yell it out.
It's more or less wanting to do the songs and then putting all that frantic energy that we have into it, and then it becomes this crazy rocked up version.
It's just a feel-good show that was almost catered to us with the Riot Fest crowd, because everybody here is here to have a good time, but they also all have a lot of angst inside them, and they want to yell, and they want to scream, and they want to dance, and they want to kick and punch. They want to party. And we're a party band, and so it was catered pretty much for us. And I feel like we need to play Riot Fest every year consecutively.
We personally feel like the perfect complement to it.
Yeah.
Well, since you guys are a party band, what is the song that you get ready to, do you think? Like, what gets you hype?
I'm gonna say it. T-Swiss, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Oh,
wow.
My God.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that's not in mine for sure.
Follow up on that.
We do our Pearl Jam vocal warm up all the time.
So wrapping up, like, what's next for you guys?
The world.
Couldn't have said it better.
As many shows as possible. We just want to keep doing what we're doing, and
we just recorded a new album all summer long. And it's all ready to go. It just got mastered and produced, and we're gonna release it very soon. And then once that happens, we're gonna tour as much as we can, and hopefully next time this year you'll see us again at Riot Fest on the bigger stage.
Hell yeah.